Title: Balancing Sub and Kick for Dark Rollers Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important skills in dark roller: drum and bass, getting the kick and the sub to work together instead of fighting. Because dark rollers really do live or die by the low end. If the kick and sub overlap the wrong way, you get mud, you lose punch, and on bigger systems the whole thing can turn into that weird flappy, unstable low end. But when they cooperate, you get that tight, weighty, forward roll where the groove feels glued together and the kick still hits you in the chest. We're keeping this beginner friendly, totally repeatable, and we're staying in Ableton Live with stock devices. Let's build a clean foundation where the kick is punch and the sub is weight, sidechain is subtle and musical, and you can actually trust what you're hearing. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but let's sit at 174. Now create a few tracks. Make a kick track, audio or MIDI depending on your kick. Make a sub track as MIDI. Then create a group for your drums, and a separate group just for low end. Here is the key routing move. Put only the kick and the sub into a group called LOWEND. Everything else, like snares, hats, percussion, goes into drums. This is going to make your life easier, because you'll be able to focus on the low end like it's its own little system. And arrangement-wise, keep it simple while you learn. Use a standard two-step kick pattern. Don't overcomplicate the groove yet. The goal is to clearly hear what your kick and sub are doing. Now let's talk rolls, because this is where beginners usually lose the plot. A super common mistake is choosing a kick that's already massive down at 45 to 60 HE, and then writing a sub that's also massive there. Now they're both trying to be the deepest thing in the mix, and that never ends well. So today, we commit to rolls. In a lot of dark rollers, a good starting map is, the sub owns roughly 35 to 55 HC. That's your weight, your foundation. And the kick owns more like 90 to 150 HC. That's your punch, your knock, the part you feel as a hit. That handover zone will change with different sounds, but this is a strong default. Now let's build a reliable sub, stock, in operator. On your sub MIDI track, load operator, oscillator A. Set it to sine for a clean, stable sub. If you want to touch more harmonics, you can do triangle, but start with sine if you're new. Make it mono. One voice. If you want glide later, cool, but keep it subtle. Now your amp envelope. Set the attack very short, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. If your sub clicks, we'll fix it later, but don't solve clicks by making the attack long. Long attack usually steals impact and makes the sub feel late. Decay depends on your MIDI notes, but a starting point is around 300 to 600 milliseconds if you're doing shorter notes. If you're holding notes, you can keep sustain up. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. The goal is, no clicks, no weird gaps, and the sub feels consistent. And here's a writing tip that matters more than people think. Pick an anchor note early and commit. Dark rollers often sit on one root note for long stretches. If you're in G, live on G, use passing notes sparingly. The more your sub jumps around, the more random resonances you'll fight, and the harder it is to keep that steady pressure. Common dark roller roots you can start with, F, G, G sharp, A. Those fundamentals sit in a nice zone. Next, pick a kick that complements the sub, not competes with it. A good roller kick usually has a solid transient up top and a bit of knock around 100 to 150 HC, without having a massive long subtail. If the kick is super boomy and rings out forever in the lows, you can still use it, but you'll spend the entire mix trying to control it. So for learning, choose something sensible. Now we gain stage. This part is more important than it sounds. Before we EQ, before sidechain, before saturation, set your low end levels first. A quick coaching trick: put a utility on your master and temporarily set the gain to minus 10 dB. This calibrates your ears so you don't make everything huge just because loud is exciting. We're balancing, not flexing. Now bring your sub up so it feels strong but not overwhelming. Then bring the kick in until it clearly punches through the sub. Also, keep headroom. Aim for about 6 dB of headroom on the master while you're building. If you're clipping early, you're going to end up compressing and limiting just to survive, and that kills impact. Now let's tune the kick. Even if you don't hear a note in the kick, the body of it usually has a dominant low peak. And when that peak clashes with the sub fundamental, you get that wobbly, unstable low end. So add spectrum on the kick track. Solo the kick and play it. Watch for the main low peak. Sometimes it's 50 to 80 on boomy kicks. Sometimes 90 to 120 on punchier ones. If it seems out of place for your track key, nudge the tuning. If it's a sample, you can put it in simpler, turn warp off and adjust transpose, or use clip transpose. Move in small amounts, 1 to 3 semitones is usually plenty. The goal is not perfect pitch kick. The goal is, the kick doesn't feel like it's fighting the sub or making the low end wobble. Next, timing and alignment. This is the hidden one. You can EQ forever, but if the kick and sub are hitting in a way that causes cancellation, you'll lose power. Zoom in where the kick hits and check what the sub is doing at that exact moment. If your sub is late because of attack time or MIDI timing, the kick will hit and the sub will kind of bloom after, which can smear the punch. Fix options. First, reduce operator attack to basically 0 to 2 milliseconds. Second, try nudging the sub MIDI note slightly earlier. Start with minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. Tiny moves. You're not trying to change the groove, you're trying to tighten the impact. And now do a quick mono sanity check. On the LOWEND group, put a utility and turn mono on. This audio version is shortened for playback.